Chapter 56. Davin sat on a log near the edge of the Aoakatan gathering place, the park, with Ariane next to him huddling under a buffalo hide blanket. They had arrived earlier that afternoon after a four-day journey made in haste. Circumstances in Belshire forced them to delay their departure from Bittermarch for nearly 3 weeks, until they both felt they could leave without the country falling apart. Key had returned to Belshire before they left, bringing word that the Acor would receive them, and was anxious for the return of the primal water to his people. They came quickly, using a small barrel to hold the sacred element on their journey north. On horse it took 4 days to get to the ice mining town of Windgate. Once there, Key managed to convince Ariane that her dresses simply wouldn't do for the hiking and climbing required to reach Junkal. While Ariane refused to wear the jerkins without proper undergarments and a shirt underneath, after a day of walking in the hide pants of the Aoakatan, she proclaimed them quite liberating. Davin liked them on her too, though he kept that thought to himself. The Acor received them cordially, the gift of the primal water smoothing away his objections to outsiders arriving. As a concession, Ariane had left the 50 soldiers that had accompanied them north to quarter in Windgate. After gifting the Aoakatan with the primal water, he and Ariane had spoken with the Acor and the Tamak about their experiences with the shadow and the bear that had dragged off Melkor Reigns. Key provided her own testimony of the events, but even then the Acor and the Tamak disavowed any lore of a primal shadow, and insisted the Hakka and its bear-like appearance were just stories, and always had been. Davin wasn't convinced, and after the Aoakatan had left them to themselves, Ariane shot him a meaningful look. "You don't believe them either," she said. "I can tell." Davin shook his head. "I don't. They dismissed what happened too easily. I think they're hiding something. But since you and I have just recently progressed from reviled outsiders to barely tolerated guests, I think we shouldn't press the matter further tonight." The cold deepened as the night took hold, and Davin rubbed his hands together. "Should we move closer to the fire, Ariane?" he asked. "No," she answered, opening the hide blanket and inviting him in. "It is more peaceful back here, and I need to think. Is there any way we can help protect the Aoakatan from the Cretesians?" Davin scooted closer to her and wrapped the hide around his shoulders. "I don't think so. If they remain hidden up here, they should do well. If we stationed guards or started commerce with them, it would just lead the Cretesians to them. If the Cretesians ever found Junkal, I would rush to the Aoakatan's aid. I think I would be a much better king of Junkal than I will be of Bittermarch. You do promise to force me into the outdoors from time to time, don't you?"
"Yes, Davin," she said. "We've been over this. I will go with you, and I will wear these delightful pants. You men have been quite sneaky in hiding their usefulness from us all these years." He chuckled.
"I don't think we're the ones that would object if women took to wearing pants, or have been the ones concealing their usefulness."
"Oh, really?" Ariane replied, voice teasing. "I wonder why that is."
Something cold tickled Davin's nose, and he looked up. Flurries of snow drifted down from the blackness above them, spinning in the warm light of the fire. All at once, the entire company of Aoakatan rose up and cheered, jumping, singing, and dancing. Ariane stiffened, face troubled.
"What happened? Why are they celebrating?"
"It's the first snow of the season," Davin explained.
"They celebrate the arrival of snow?" she asked. "I can hardly abide winter. The wasting wind is awful."
"I doubt they like the winter much either, especially up here. But the first snow is special to them. It's how they marry." Ariane cocked her head.
"How they marry?"
"Well, when two people are in love, they declare their marriage, their bond, as they said, by sleeping together in the same tent on the night of the first snow. Tonight, as it turns out."
"And that's it," Ariane said. "No ceremony, or words, or dinners, or parties? Just sleeping in a tent together?"
"Not exactly," Key said, having approached unseen from the side. Davin wondered how long she had been listening. It was good to see her playfulness returning.
"How so?" Ariane pressed.
"Well, there is more than sleeping, Queen Ariane," Key explained, grin mischievous. "It is like your wedding and, what do you call it, honeymoon rolled into one."
"Oh,"
she exclaimed, the corners of her lips sliding upward. It all sounds very uncomplicated.
Yes, Key returned. We explained this to the brown man earlier. You should bond her tonight, brown man.
He coughed. Well, that is not the way my people do things.
You are not among your people. You are with the Aokatan, and tonight those who love come together and bond.
But I don't have a dwelling, he said, mind hunting for some way to change the subject. She laughed.
Yes, you do. We have always kept a dwelling for the return of the Kodokim. It is quite nice, fit for a man and his queen. Look, brown man, I will pass on to you the wisdom of the Aokatan.
She bent down and took his face in her hands.
It is folly to remain cold when there is a fire to be made. You have won the war I saw inside you. Take the spoils.
He walked away, throwing him a teasing look. Davin shook his head. Such an odd people, with strange ways. He turned toward Ariane to tell her as much, but she was staring up at him with the blush of the firelight on her cheeks, the light dancing in her eyes. She kissed him.
I have been cold for so long, Davin Carver. I don't want to be cold any more.
You have been listening to Flame Touched, produced by Greg Lawrence, associate producer Emily Durr. Text copyright 2016 by Brian K. Fuller. Production copyright 2017 by Podium Publishing. All rights reserved. If you enjoyed this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you'll love.